As August changed to September, two area downtowns prepped for their monthly celebration of arts, food, and music. Fayetteville's first Thursday celebration is tonight. And tomorrow, around the Bentonville Square, is the September version of that city's first Friday. The music begins at lunch hour and then resumes early evening and lasts until about 8 or 8:30 tomorrow night. Earlier this week, I talked with Daniel Hintz, executive director of downtown Bentonville, at his office just off the Bentonville Square about a first Friday centered around a back-to-school theme.
We're sort of officially ending the summer, but we're launching this other first Friday this Friday, and it's themed back-to-school. The event is highlighting local schools, education groups, and youth programs throughout our community as we sort of gear up for this whole new school season.
You know, First Friday started with St. Patrick's Day, and you had baseball. Those are all things that were easy for me to believe that it's easy to celebrate. Maybe it's just me, but sometimes back to school is more a time to mourn the passing of summer. What do you have that will get people excited about back to school?
Well, I think the kids may be mourning, but the parents are, I'm sure, incredibly excited to get parts of their day back. And so just like every other First Friday we do, we have great programs for young people. So maybe they can extend that holiday feel for one more day. But it's an opportunity also for the parents to come out and to listen to great music. So with that, we have a lot of great educational programs in schools for parents to be able to find out ways to get involved in dance classes, theater classes, art classes, as well as some of the local schools to be able to promote, hey, look at what we're doing. So that's a good opportunity there. We also have a great display coming down. Representative Tim Summers supported this of a model of the Capitol, state capitol, and so he's going to be bringing that down as well. So there's a lot of that educational side of things, but just like with all First Fridays, we throw a lot of that entertainment in there as well. The Walton Arts Center main stage, which continuously brings some great music to the downtown square. We have multiple acts throughout the day. During lunch, and remember First Fridays go from 11:30 to 1, they'll feature root blues guitarist Adam Posnack. Now, Adam is going to be performing solo, but he also performs in a group called Devil's Promenade, which will be performing the next day at the Farmers Market. So we're very excited to have Adam down to perform. The evening musical lineup, which starts at 5 o'clock, includes the Common Crooks, and they won the Bentonville High School winner of 2010 Battle of the Bands. And then Stage One Entertainment will be performing excerpts from their upcoming Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory show. The Village Players will be performing Broadway show tunes to promote a Broadway fall sales with the Walton Arts Center. And then our headliners, and we're really excited about these guys. This is the Kansas City-based blues band, The Hatchlings. These guys have been performing on the Kansas City blues scene since the 70s. And, of course, we've got great food. We've got family activities, the pony rides, the big slides. We're doing merchant bingo again this time around. So with B. LaRue and with School Squared, they're going to be throwing their hat into the ring for some of the prizes. So a lot of stuff going on. Sugar Art Gallery, the Crystal Bridges at the Massey. So there's a lot of really cool things happening in downtown.
First Friday is Friday at lunchtime, and then Friday evening till about 8, 8:30.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And then Farmers Market takes place Saturday.
That's correct.
Daniel Hintz is executive director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. More information can be found at downtownbentonville.org. And one of the bands featured at First Friday, Devil's Promenade, will also play for free the next day at the Bentonville Farmers Market around the Bentonville Square. This is Ozarks at Large.